Welcome back to another episode of the Sax Monkey Podcast, everybody. What I do, baby? Today, talk about some epic, cool stuff. It's currently 11:20 a.m. in the morning on a Saturday. Still in my pajamas. Looking a little tired, mom's saying, but I had to get this shit done. Like, fuck. Fuck. So, recently I just watched the Joker movie and oh my god, I have to get on this. I have to get on this shit. I won't talk about any spoilers, so don't exit out of my podcast. So, I'm just here to talk about the controversy. I don't know why there's a lot of controversy around this fucking movie. Don't people have better things to do? Like, I understand why there's a lot of controversy. Violence, yes, I get it. But it's almost to the point where it wasn't even, like, of course, very, very drastic. But it wasn't, like, all-out, like, shooting. If you see the movie, you'll understand what I mean. It's like, the main thing is just, it really shits on the rich people and stuff. And just, like, it's very rebellious, you know what I'm saying? It's like, ah, oh, fuck, you can't do that. But, like, just, I think, like, the world is way too PC now. Where now we even have to, like, watch out what movies we make. It's like, everything is not politically correct and stuff. But, like, okay. Look, guys. I'm not the only one. There has to be times where someone just feels like they just want to see the world burn. That's a Heath Ledger Joker quote. And it's true. I mean, like, come on. Like, it's not like, I'm not saying like, oh, I thought about like killing someone, but you've definitely like wanted to go a little crazy. Everybody goes a little crazy sometimes. Like, that's just human. That's just fucking human. You can't just be like nice or just very like neutral every single day of your life. You gotta be, that's just, you know, human. I'm saying it's like Arthur Fleck, the Joker, aka was the Joker. He has like some mental issues, and it was a spotlight on mental illness. So if everyone's just like, the controversy is just around like rich people and like gun violence, makes no sense, because the spotlight is on mental, like, health. So, I don't know where I'm going with this. I just, like, there is just a lot of, like, fucking shit, and a lot of people are afraid to go and see it. But why? Just enjoy the movie. Like, don't have to overanalyze every fucking movie. Like, I'm a big movie guy. I love to, like, go down deep and see if I like it or not, like, what they did right, what they did wrong. But it's not my say. I'm still very young. That's the movie. That's what, like, movie directors do. So, you know. But, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. I feel like it's just, like, way too overanalyzed and stuff. And people, you need to go fucking see it. It's probably, like, one of the best movies I've seen. It's better than Endgame. We need to settle that debate. It's better than Endgame because it's, like, it's not even on the same line. It's not even a comic book, like, superhero movie. It's just, it's another Logan movie, where Logan was based off a comic book character, Wolverine, right? And, like, still to this day, I can't get, like, most of that movie out of my head, because it's just so fucking good. Like, those movies are just fucking brilliant movies. And Todd Phillips, the director of Joker, just did, like, he didn't give a fuck. He took this character and did whatever the fuck he wanted, and it was so well. It was on the baseline of his origin story as a Joker, but just, like, he did it so well. It's, like, just a fucking great story about him. It's just, it's amazing. Y'all should go see it. Go a little crazy. And what I loved about it, and if I were a movie director, I would fucking love an audience reaction for the reaction that it received when I was in the theater with my family. Like, there was these two black people they were like friends, and they were just laughing their asses off. And they were just like, because every time like the Joker would like laugh or do something like just like crazy, it won't say anything, but just like fucking blew your mind. Like, whoa, they're laughing like, this fucking white guy's crazy. And like, yeah. And there's people all around us every time that he would laugh, because when you see the movie, you'll understand he has a fucking weird laugh, and it's something. It's very something. And yeah, and everyone else started to laugh. Like, it was insane how like his laughter kind of like hit everyone around the audience, and then just became this huge like, oh, we're in this movie together. So what I'm saying is, great reaction. I think that's what I would love as a director. So yeah, it was very daring. Very, what the fuck? Someone's calling. That's what I thought. Yeah. But yeah, very good movie. Y'all should go see it. Very daring. Just, yeah, kicked ass. And on the lines of superheroes, I started watching The Boys. Very, okay, fuck superheroes, dude. Like, honestly, I'm not going to spoil anything, but like, it's been how long since it's been out? I still won't, but like, it's very fucking good. You know what? Maybe I will. Just, okay, like, some of, like, the things that Homelander did, the main dude, like, he basically has, like, Superman's powers. He's fucking insane. Throughout the entire series, I had no idea what the fuck that was with him in that, this, like, baby. You know, like, the main chick that was, like, running the company and the baby. I thought he was gonna, like, kill the baby most times, but, yeah. The ending, I just watched it today. The ending was just, like, kind of, okay, this is fucked. It was very fucked. Yeah, fuck superheroes. Honestly, I do feel they would act a certain way if it was like real life, because that's what most things now. It's about like advertisements, fucking social media. They don't even do anything. Like in that whole show, it's like they don't fucking do anything. They just kind of like look pretty and don't do anything. Except Homelander, he just fucking like rips through people. He's like, laser eyes, fucking splitting people in half. It's insane, dude. Fucking insane. What it do, baby? But yeah, Joker was fucking wild. I mean, there's even fucking controversy of like a song they put in. I can't believe it. It's like the stair scene, and like, if someone sees the movie, you'll understand. It was like the rock anthem that's like, dun 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 dun. Yeah, that song. I think it's called Hey. I think it's called that. I don't know. It was like in NHL, the video game NHL 11 or 10 or 12, somewhere around that. But yeah. There's controversy around that because the guy was, like, a pedophile, and they're even doing that. It's like, oh, my God, it's so crazy that they added a pedophile song. What the fuck? No. Relax. It's a song. Please relax. Relax. Yeah. Pretty epic and wild and shit. I didn't put on my Instagram to let you guys answer some, well, ask me some questions, so I forgot about that, lol. But yeah, I said last week on the last episode 5, what's up, that I was gonna go away, last weekend on a trip to a cabin, and I'm allowed to talk about this trip. It's pretty fun. It was with some of the boys, like some the friends. Sup? I won't name any names, so I'll just be like boy one or boy two, or just like boy number. So yeah, it was pretty chill, pretty relaxed. Thank you. Again, it was pretty fun. Yeah, I don't know if any of you guys listen to podcasts. RIP. Great friends. But yeah. So it's somewhere, it's like 45 minutes away. We'll give obviously the location, but it was actually not cold. I mean, I wasn't cold. So, yeah. So some story times. I know it's obviously like we had a good time and shit. Don't like, obviously we're not being like too stupid. A lot of people, you know, drink at this age and like smoke some weed. I'm saying, so that's pretty, it was pretty chill. I tried it, didn't get high, because told everyone that basically I need a little bit of alcohol, or I've never tried that before, but I did. And I didn't feel anything. I was crazy sober. It was like crazy sober, dude. Know what I'm saying? Fuck. No. I mean, I was a bit tipsy, but like I was already just high in life, you know what I'm saying? Just a little high in life, dog. But actually, yeah, I actually have a crazier like high story. Well, I'll just like won't name any names, but my yeah, so I tried edibles one time, and, yeah, it was, so a certain someone brought, like, in my household, brought chocolates, one, just normal chocolates, two, chocolates with a little bit of, you know, marijuana in it, so, yeah, edibles, right? So I didn't know about that, so I took, it was like a gummy, which I did know about, that had marijuana in it. So I had the gummy, and then I just like, okay, I'll just have two of these. So I ate it, two of them, and I started feeling a little weird. So I'm like, oh shit, these are the high ones, right? Well, okay, here I go then. And yeah, just kind of just chilling and vibing. And then when they say you're high, you're high. Seriously, I felt like it's snapped in just like that. And completely, like, my arms started to raise. And then I was just, like, I felt up there. Felt, like, high. And then I started to laugh a lot. And this is before I saw the Joker. And my sister took some videos of me and jotted down some notes of what I did that night. So here I am talking about it. So I started laughing like the Joker, and I started to do like the pulling up the lip and smiling thing that he does in the trailer, right? I just couldn't stop smiling. I literally could not stop smiling. It was insane. Like I remember everything. Well, some parts was a little cloudy. And then I started to do like little dances, and then I crashed on the floor, and then I started to roll, and then this is gonna be a little crude, but my dick started to vibrate, dude. Like it was like, my source of heat to warm my body was not in my chest area. It was my fucking cock. Like, it was vibrating. It was, like, insanely, like, hot. Sorry about this. It's very late. But, like, it was weird. And I kept rolling around. I felt like I was in pain. And then I started to, like, not cry, but I was, like, whining a bit. And then my dad was, like, okay, you need to, like, go upstairs. So I'm like, okay, I should probably just do that. It's like 9 o'clock, so obviously like I can't fall asleep right away, but like when I got up there, I took a shit, then I went in my bed again, and I felt like I was completely like paralyzed. Like I could not move. I was stuck in my fucking bed, and I was twitching, just twitching. And like every time my like, you know, like dick started to vibrate, I would fucking twitch, and my legs would twitch, my arms would twitch. I asked some of my friends, supposedly that's normal? Dude, getting high fucking sucks. What the fuck? Like, I don't want to be fucking dead yet. Huh? Come on. Dude, it fucking sucks. Come on. Huh? Fucking sucks. Yeah. But yeah, I guess I died. I died a little bit. And I woke up, and I'm like, I was still feeling the same thing. I'm like, oh my God, am I going to be like this forever? So then I went back to sleep again. And I finally woke up in the morning. I was like, what the fuck? I felt kind of achy in my neck and Oh, Jesus, I felt like I had a minor migraine. That's kind of normal, I guess. That's what I heard. But, yeah. Okay, I fucking sucks, bro. Yeah. So, that was my high story, but I wasn't high at the cabin. So, and of course, every time I try something, like, I tried vape, every time I try that, I, like, start coughing. And of course, I coughed that, so I look like a scrub. Fucking, I'm a fucking amateur. And, yeah, and one of my friends, she was so, out of it. And because they smoked, like, two more blunts. We were watching, we were watching Borat. Very nice, very funny movie. And they were like, you know what, let's just, smoke two more blunts. So I just stayed in. I was kind of just, I'm just going to chill here. They smoked two more. It was bad because it was, like, a crossover because she was, like, drunk. And then she got really high. Then she, oh, my God. And people, like, it was insane. She kept, when she got in, she kept, like, dancing. And she kept, like, rocking, like, the bunk beds and shit. And she kept doing this. It's like she was a bee or something. And I was like, oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, man. You know? And she, like, I have many quotes. I have many quotes from what she said. I feel like I'm in a circus and you guys are watching me. Or I feel like I'm in a jail of laughter. Or help me. Because, of course, when she crashed, that was when it was scary. But, like, when she kept going and going, like, then the lights were out and we started to, like, fall asleep. And I was, like, in the bed next to her. And, she kept laughing. When she kept laughing, that's when it was insane. It was, like, she was like, see, do you see the theme of today's episode? It's a lot about laughter, people. That's probably what the episode name is gonna be. But yeah, she just kept going crazy. And then she, a new person that I met, she kept asking her to play some of her old music. So one of my friends actually counted how many songs she said. So it was altogether, it was like 23. So it was like, she kept going like, do you have the Beatles Yesterday? No. Do you have Fleetwood Mac, The Chain? No. And then she kept going on and on and on. Obviously, she doesn't have that type of music, dude. So, yeah. So she kept, the other chick just kept playing like this, like, hip-hoppy, calmness, vibey music. And she's like, you know, just leave the music on and I'll just fall asleep. And then she just wouldn't because she kept laughing and she kept asking to play some fucking music. And we're like, oh, my God. Ma! So it just got really annoying. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I have to use the washroom. So I got up and, like, climbed over her to use the washroom. And then I just found, like, a bed next to, like, a bed in the other room. And just crashed there. I slept. I was actually wearing my jeans the entire time. So I've worn my jeans, like, at least 24 hours. So that was crazy. Well, I didn't want her to stab me next to her while sleeping. So I'm not saying she would have, but like getting major Joker vibes. So yeah. It's a pretty funny weekend. I won't say it. But yeah. So woke up the next morning and people were all chill. And, yeah, so we all had to leave that day, and then me and my buddy were gonna go fishing, but couldn't, because there was no fucking pier, so he's still pissed that we can't fish, so we're probably gonna head out sometime, but, because he needs his fucking fishing. This man needs his fishing, he's very fucking Canadian, and that's a big hint of who he is. So, yeah, that was my weekend, people. What's up? Don't judge me, I'm just having a good time. Fuck, what the fuck? But yeah, what else was I gonna say? Yeah. So yesterday I went to Costco, and this is a weird story. Not a weird story, but like, so my mom was like, yo, you should try some, because I was out all day, like, shopping and, like, doing shit, because I had to get, like, winter tires on my truck. And I finally bought, like, a new camera piece for my podcast. Hello, hope YouTube, hope this works, lulz. So, yeah, we did that, and then we had to go to Costco for some shit. Because, you know, Costco shopping, because it's wild, and like, oh my god, great deals, oh my god, fuck. So, yeah, but yeah, she's like, I'm like, I'm hungry, so I'm gonna eat something. She's like, why don't you try the hot dogs? I'm like, okay, never tried them before, supposedly they're like fire and shit. So, the chick ahead of me, kind of bigger lady, she was panting, she's panting, like, why? I don't know. I think she was having not a breakdown, but she was kind of like impatient, if you will. So she finally gets ahead. She finally gets to like talk to the cashier. What I didn't see, she was carrying like a thing of fries, right? So she gives it back to her and she says, there was no gravy on my fries. It's fucking Costco. What is this? Fucking poutine? Huh? You don't fuck... What? No. You don't do that. So, she gives her the fries, I guess, and she tells her to throw the fries out. So, she basically paid $2 to throw it out. And then, she pays 50 cents, because I've seen on the the cashier, like, machine. And she paid 50 cents for gravy, because she wanted gravy on it, right? So, it comes in, like, a little tub. And, so it comes in, like, in a little tub, and she orders another fry, so that's another $2 and shit. Tells her to have it on the, have gravy on it. So, you're telling me that you could have saved money and just got the gravy and just pour it on top, because that's what you're doing. It's hard to explain. It sounds really stupid, but this shit fucking happened in front of my eyes. And I was like, I turned around. Is anybody seeing this shit? This is insane. Because she bought gravy, and I get like, my thinking was that she was going to pour the fucking gravy in onto the fries. Well, she didn't. She took the fries. She forgot the fucking gravy there. So what was the point? You could have had fries and got out of there, dude. It's so annoying. Yeah, Costco's kind of weird, though. You get lost there. And, yeah. And there's, like, old winter coats there. I saw, like, because when you go to Costco, there's, like, especially, like, the clothes section. It's in the middle of everything. And, obviously, there's, like, movies. There's fucking books there. And in the middle of it is just, like, clothes and shit. And I saw this winter coat. I used to have this winter coat when I was, like, in grade 5. That hasn't changed. That's insane. Because it's, like, a blue, like, line checkered kind of, like, jacket that I used to have as a kid. And it's insane. So that hit me with, like, nostalgia. I'm like, whoa, they still have this? It's insane. Yeah, going to a Costco back in Prince George, that's where, like, I would get, like, some Halloween costumes and shit. Or Value Village. See, those things are, like, kind of, like, nostalgic to me. I would even get movies in Costco. So, like, Costco is a wonderland, I'll admit it. But, like, it's very chaotic. I feel like through the years, big places like that, like West Edmonton Mall, it's been great. Like when you visit here in Edmonton, that's, yeah, as an outsider, that's what it is. It's, oh my God, it's West Edmonton Mall. But like when I moved here, it's just a fucking mall. And to me, now it's just like every other fucking mall. It's an anxiety filled piece of trash. It's like, it's so many people, too many people going from somewhere stupid to nothing at all. I mean, like, fuck. And there's the snooty people. And then, yeah, like, Costco is much worse because you got fucking people, like, even carrying two shopping carts at a time with fucking loaded shit in there. It's like, oh, such great deals. But then you go to the cashier and it's like, you're down to $1,000. Yo, people, fucking relax. Just because it's a good deal doesn't mean, like, you know, ah. So just chill with that. I love you, Costco, but, like, fuck. Should we do it? Yeah, I think we should do it. Welcome back to Dropping the Puck with Kyle. Today is on the sports section. This sports section is brought to you by hockey, where we only talk about hockey, nothing else but just hockey. It was the start of the season not too long ago. Oilers are fucking doing great. James Neal's scoring. That's all you need to know about Edmonton Oilers. Good job. Now back to the Florida Panthers and the Winnipeg Jets. Florida Panthers, a little bit underwhelming, if you will. It seems like ever since fucking Barkov got noticed by the NHL, it's like, oh, I wish he would have just stayed unknown and that all Panthers fans knew what we had. But instead, everyone has to be like, oh, he's so underrated. Even to Huberdeau. And they're not doing anything. It's underwhelming. Like, I love the guys, but, like, your first liners and Dadonov, of all people, is fucking destroying your ass. Like, oh, my God. Barkov is skating like Lonnie out there, not doing anything. He's a puck watcher. He's just a big dude just skating. Huberdeau, I can't even see him out there half the time. And it's like, I wish they would have just stayed unknown and just get another 90-point season, help us make the playoffs. It's a bit underwhelming. And we got Bobrovsky. I love the goalie. I love him. He's been one of my favorite goalies for a while. Well, not a while, like a long time, actually. It's just, like, the thing is, with the Panthers, you can never replace my Luongo, so it's kind of like, you're an amazing goalie and all, but you fucking took $10 million out of fucking cap space for 7 years. And we kind of have high expectations for you. So you can't just get fucking pulled this third game you play. I mean, you're playing great. Our defense is so trash lately. I mean, it's always been trash. All we ever have is like, I mean, no, I can't even say that. Like, there's no really, okay. The thing about the Jets and Florida for me is that we have a lot. Yeah, Florida has a lot of superstars, but there's not players that I like really like. I just love the team all around. Like, I love like the whole entire like entity of the team. Not just like I won't pull out one specific player that I like, because I think altogether they do a role and stuff, and they help each other succeed. But with the Jets, it's like there's a lot of superstars I could pick out. Like, my favorite player in the NHL is Blake Wheeler. It's just, because when I watch Panther games, I don't focus on one. It's a weird thing. I can't explain it. Because when I watch them, it's like I focus on the team. I want our team to win. With the Jets, it's like I love guys reaching new goals. Like, Wheeler passing 700 points. Lane, like, tied for most points in the NHL. Like, that's what I love. Now, with the Jets, we're not doing as bad as people expected. So just keep her going and fucking, you know, what the fuck? And my unbiased opinion was Dallas Stars winning the fucking cup. So it's early in the season. They're not doing that good. A lot of teams aren't doing that good that, you know, you'd expect, like Tampa Bay. You know what? I don't give a shit. Fuck Tampa Bay. You know what? Fuck you. You're supposed to be the best team in the league. You fucking lost. You didn't win anything in the playoffs last year. Fuck you. Eat shit. I hope you're doing bad. You know what? Yeah. But it's early in the season, so you never know. But, yeah. Halloween's coming up, people. What are you going to dress up as? Let me know. I was thinking about doing a slutty tooth fairy. I think that's usually the time. It's kind of a dead meme, but, like, it is kind of true. A lot of people like to dress sexy, especially less clothing for women. Only date to date, I could dress up like a slut. What is up? Sorry about that. It was kind of crude. But yeah. But yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna stop the podcast here. I love you guys. Thank you for listening, and I've been really appreciative of all the support. I hope this fucking video works for YouTube. Doing a lot of stuff lately with Edit Studios, as you've been seeing. I think it was this Thursday I was supposed to fucking record something with them, but it was for a school project. It's basically the movie Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock, that movie. I'm supposed to do like a modern trailer for it, so like, yeah. That didn't go well. I literally had like a couple scenes because they had to like record something. So you know what? Screw you guys, man. That's just disrespectful. What are you gonna do about it? No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, I'm just gonna end it here, boyos. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you guys later. Later.